Hi, Mr. Flintstone. Who are you pretending to be? Queen Kong?
Queen Kong? Why, you little...
You're being a naughty monster. I've seen hammy performances, but wow!
He, didn't buy it, huh?
No. Maybe I better give up. I just don't have it.
What you need is some instruction, Fred.
Instruction? Where do you learn to act like a beast?
At the zoo. I hear they got a couple of real Lulus up there.
Of course, the zoo. I'm glad I thought of it.
You too.
Well, let's go, Barney. I don't want to keep my teacher waiting. Barney, can't you wait until we get to the bowling alley?
Now, what's this new delivery of mine, Fred? Poetry in motion.
Poetry? Looks more like an advanced case of bowler's bends.
Now, look at this form.
Now, look what you've done. After it, before it goes down the sewer. Faster, Barney, faster!
Up with the painting, Henry. I have lots of other things for you to do. Get off those silly stilts and get back to work.
Look, Fred! It's coming back!
You and your trick shots!
Throw the ball to Dada, son. As hard as you can. Oh, that was my son who did that.
Waiter, where's my spaghetti?
Here you are, sir.
Where's my meatball?
It's coming right up, sir.
Come on, hurry it up. I wasn't in that much of a hurry.
Pardon me, sir. Oh, here it is. Uh-oh. I think I've got a little of your meat sauce. Hey. Not bad, not bad at all. Hey, try some, Fred.
Looks delicious. Very tasty, yes, yes. But don't you think it needs a little more salt?
Yeah, I thought it
would. Both of you, out, out, out!
All right, my man, have it your way, and just for that, we'll never eat here again. Boy, what a sorehead that guy was.
Hey, Fred, look. Coming Bedrock Theater, son of Rockzilla.
Hey, that ought to be a bundle of laughs.
Wow-wee! What a gruesome-looking monster!
Oh, yeah? You haven't seen Wilma's mother lately, have you?
Oh, she couldn't be worse than these movie monsters. I wonder who thinks them up.
I don't know, but whoever it is, he must be a real fiend.
Fiendish Films? Sorry, Mr. Fiendish is in conference. Fiendish Films. Mrs. Fiendish, she's in Rock Springs.
Some publicity man you are, Bunkley. Son of Rockzilla opens tomorrow. And you still haven't thought of a gimmick for the newspaper.
Now, don't worry, Mr. Fiendish. I'll think of a stunt.
We've got to make the public Rockzilla conscious.
Say, maybe we'd better aim for the teenagers. Say, I got it. Another lucky ticket contest. Remember this one, Mr. Fiendish? This was a great gimmick. Win a date with Frankenstone. What a brainstorm that was, remember that?
Yes, until the papers found out that the monster was married. We need something that'll put us in the headlines.
Headlines, huh? Say, how about the old scare-em stunt?
Scare-em stunt?
Sure. We dress up some boob as Rockzilla and send him into the streets. Get it?
Why, that would cause a panic. Traffic tie-ups. People screaming. Great. Great!
Then we call the papers and report that a monster's loose. Headlines, TV. Fiendish has done it again.
Bunkley, you're a genius.
I always thought so.
Come on. We've got to find some stoop to play Rockzilla.
It's nice to be appreciated.
Now these people are all too small. We need a real Hulk. A big, ugly...
Chief, our worries are over. Look, this guy won't need hardly any makeup. Pardon me, mister.
What are you? A wise guy?
Excuse me, lady.
That's showbiz for you. Oh, there's got to be somebody to play the monster. Hey, take a look at that. And a one and a two... Zoom, Powie, strike!
Don't you ever get tired, Barney.
He certainly looks the beastly type.
Yeah, but how do we know he can act?
Now watch this one, Fred.
Barney, will you cut that out?
Oops. No!
Well, I'm sorry, Fred. I'll see you later.
What do you think of that, Bunkley?
He's our man, sir.
I'm gonna tear you limb from limb, Barney.
Yeah, pardon me, sir.
What do you want? I'm busy. Come back here, Barney. Face your execution like a man.
You're perfect. How would you like to make $50 for just one night's work?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not selling any more encyclopedias.
I guess we made a mistake, Mr. Fiendish. I thought we found a new movie star.
Movie star? A star? Me?
That's right. Star. Once you pass the audition.
Audition, eh? What kind of a part do I play? Is it big?
Is it big? Why, it's monstrous. Hey, Mr. Fiendish?
Right. And we'll tell you all about it at the office.
Wilma Flintstone, you mean Fred's actually going to be a movie star? I don't believe it.
Neither do I, Betty. But that's what they told him. Imagine running around town in a Rockzilla costume trying to scare people.
For that, he needs a costume. Oh, very realistic, Fred. You almost had us fooled.
If it wasn't for your bad posture, I never would have recognized you.
Thanks. Now, what do you say, Wilma? How do I look?
Perfectly ridiculous. You've done foolish things before, Fred, but this takes the cake.
Oh, yeah? Well, how many fools make $50 for one night's work? And this is only a start. Who knows? I could end up with my own TV series.
Yeah, and I got a good title for it. Nightmare Theater.
Yeah, good idea, Barney.
There's only one problem. I don't think he can frighten anyone.
Oh, yeah? I'll wake up Dino and show you. Dumb dinosaur, what does he know?
Just that you're making a fool of yourself.
Hey, look who just came in. Watch this.
Don't you dare frighten Pebbles and Bam Bam Fred.
Put me down!
Well, put him down, Bam Bam. He's a nice monster. That baby still doesn't know his own strength.
He was probably so scared he didn't know what he was doing.
Very funny. Somebody help me off with my head, will you? I need air.
Hey, this catch is pretty tight. There it is. Help! A monster!
Ooh, I'm scared.
Isn't it ugly?
All right, knock it off. Oh, boy, we got a house full of comedians. Well, I better get going. I'm due downtown at 9. Hook me up, huh, Marnie?
Can I come along, Fred?
On the job?
Yeah, I've always wanted to work with a big-time monster.
Oh, really? Well, okay, come on.
Fred, haven't you forgotten something?
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, honey.
Ooh, that tickles. Bye, Roxzilla. I don't approve, but happy monstering.
Thanks, Wilma. This is going to be real laughs.
I see what you mean, Fred.
Flintstone should be downtown in his Roxzilla outfit at 9. What time is it now, Bunkley?
Oh, 5 to 9, sir.
You sure it hasn't stopped?
I'll check, sir. It's running.
Yeah, and I've been running for 8 days. Where's my relief?
I'll call the police department and spread the false alarm. You get the sound effects record ready, Bunkley.
Hello, police department?
Precinct 12, Police Sergeant McAsphalt speaking. What's that? A monster? Oh, come on now, lady. You sure you haven't cracked your bifocals?
I tell you, he's here.
I mean, he's here. His name's Roxzilla. R-O-C-K-Z-I-L-L-A. Be sure to spell it right. Listen.
Start the sound effects record, Bunkley.
Right, boss.
Roxzilla's loose. Calling all cars, be on the lookout for a loose monster. He's dangerous.
Hear that? Let's go.
A monster, huh? I wonder what he looks like.
He's 9 feet tall, approximately 500 pounds. A killer, I repeat, a killer. Last seen headed north.
The monster's headed north? Where are we going?
South for the winter.
Who are you calling, Bunkley?
The newspapers. What else?
Good thinking, Bunkley. That should get things moving.
Bedrock News, cut rate subscriptions. Night editor speaking. Huh? Roxzilla is what? Hold the phone! Stop the presses! Stop the presses! A monster's loose!
A monster? Say, I wonder if Uncle Herman's out again.
This is radio station KROCK, your friendly...
We interrupt this program to bring you an announcement. A savage monster is at large in the city.
Further details after a brief word about our sponsor. Friends, have you been short-tempered lately? Got that run-down feeling?
Darn this cheap costume. It's beginning to itch.
What's on your mind, Fred? You've been as nervous as a catasaurus.
Oh, I'm worried, Barney. I might not be able to handle this job. After all, supposing I can't scare anybody.
Are you kidding? Yeech! You look horrible. I can't stand the sight of you.
You're just saying that because you're my friend. How do I know I'll panic the public?
Hey, I got it, Fred. Why don't you try out your act around here first? Right here in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Then I'll know if I'm gruesome enough for downtown. Okay. Hey, stop the car, Barney. Who's that up ahead crossing the street?
It's Arnold, the newsboy.
Yeah, here's where I get back at that fresh kid.
Hi, Mr. Flintstone. Who are you pretending to be? Queen Kong?
Queen Kong? Why, you little...
You're being a naughty monster. I've seen hammy performances, but wow!
He didn't buy it, huh?
No. Maybe I better give up. I just don't have it.
What you need is some instruction, Fred.
Instruction? Where do you learn to act like a beast?
At the zoo. I hear they got a couple of real Lulus up there.
Of course, the zoo. I'm glad I thought of it.
YouTube.
Well, let's go, Barney. I don't want to keep my teacher waiting.
Bedrock Zoo. Yeah, at least we found the place. Gee, it's so dark. How do we find a wild beast section?
Just keep your eyes open, Barney. They're bound to be around here someplace.
Ah, another bad dream. Maybe I'd better see the zoochiatrist. Ah!
Hey, Fred. I think this is one of them. Doris, the Finkosaurus. Do not disturb. Hey, Doris! Doris, wake up, baby!
She's a genuine Finkosaurus, all right.
I don't know if this is such a hot idea, Fred.
Now, give me a minute. Let's see if I can capture the character. Oh, we better beat it, Barney. I think I gave the mating call. How's this, Barney? How's this?
Hey, you've got it, Fred.
Oh, boy. This may mean an Oscar. I can hardly wait to try it.
Now's your chance, Fred. I hear a car coming.
Great, great. Watch this, Barney. I'll spring out at him. Uh-oh. Police, it's the monster.
Son of Roxilla. Let's get him.
I did it, Barney! I did it! I passed for Roxilla! I took him in!
They'll be taking us in. This way, hurry!
There he goes!
Come back here, you monster!
Did you hear that, Barney? He called me monster! I'm a success!
Get reinforcements, Brickley!
Right!
All right, you! Halt around fire! Halt! 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 Okay, you asked for it.
Wow! They're really out to get me, Barney. This wasn't in the deal.
Hey, quick, Fred, into these bushes. We'll be safe here, Fred.
Whew, that settles it. I'm giving up show business.
You mean no more Roxilla?
Right. I wouldn't be caught dead in this outfit. Ooh, what I said. Help me off with this phony head.
The catch is stuck, Fred. I can't undo it.
Oh, boy, now what do I do?
Oh, give yourself up. Throw yourself on the mercy of the court. You can plead insanity.
Are you kidding? If I go out like this, the cops will shoot first and ask questions afterwards.
Oh, gosh, you're right. Well, I'll drive home and get some tools for your head. It not to go away.
Don't go away? Where will I go like this? Dancing?
Easy, Fred. You're too jumpy. Aside from the cops, nobody even knows you're around.
Monster loose! Read all about it! Monster loose! Read the bedrock news!
Monster loose? Oh, really? What they won't do to sell papers?
You're so right. They should be ashamed of... Oh! Help! A monster!
Please, help!
Monster loose! Read all about it!
Our phony Roxilla should be here any minute now, Mr. Fiendish.
I hope so.
Help! Help!
Run, run, run for your lives!
A monster is loose! Help! Help!
Ah, good old Flintstone. He's right on time.
Look at him. He's really giving us our money's worth. Listen to him ham it up. Don't overdo it, Flintstone. You got the whole night ahead of you. Hey! Flintstone, you're fired!
Where is Barney anyhow? He's been gone at least an hour. I gotta get this head off.
This way, men.
Uh-oh, someone's coming.
I think the Bloodhoundosauruses have picked up the monster's trail.
bloodhoundosauruses. I gotta get out of here.
Hey, Fred, yoo-hoo, I got the pliers. Come out, wherever you are.
Looks like I made a clean getaway.
What the? Oh, so they went out and hired another actor on me.
Whatever you do, buddy, look out for the cops.
Not a bad imitation, fella, not bad at all. Hey, they promised me $50. How much they paying you? Now, cut that out. Hey, listen, help me off with my head, will you? Just pull hard. Okay, wise guy, you asked for it. That mouth! That ugly bridge work! No human being! Oh, it's the Fakasaurus! Help! Help the monster!
Well, Brickley, I guess we've lost him.
Help! Help!
It's Rockzilla!
Only now there's two of them. It's a regular epidemic.
After them!
Hey, Fred! Fred! You can come out now!
Help!
Hey, Fred, I got to...
Just for that, I won't help you take off your phony head.
I just adore Rock Rummy, don't you, Fran?
Rock Rummy? Oh, I thought we were playing 21.
Oh, I gotta get out of this suit, and fast.
Is that you, Fran?
Yeah, honey. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen Fred for years, have you, Selma?
Not since your wedding.
He's changed a little since then. Come on in and meet the girls, dear. This is the father of my child.
Hi, honey.
Help!
What's going on?
I knew he was homely, but poor Wilma. No wonder she stays home so much.
Oh, Fred, why are you still wearing that costume?
The cops are after me.
Well, at least we got one of them trapped.
We'll never take him alive. Here goes.
Hey, wait. Hold your fire. I should let them go ahead and blast you for running me down, Fred.
Are you nuts, mister? You're looking to get torn to shreds.
By him? Huh! Come on, ex-pal. I'll help you off with your phony head. It's no use, Fred. You and I are quits. Now, don't try to make up. We're true.
Okay. Stop apologizing. It tickles. Hey, come on. Now, let's get this costume off.
Barney, wait!
Say, what's going on around here anyway?
It was all a publicity stunt. Now, watch this. I'll take off the head.
Hey, Barney, wait, don't!
It's okay, Fred. I'll have it off in a minute.
Stop it, Barney!
Oh, am I hurting you, Fred? Sorry.
Barney, will you look? I'm over here.
Say, that's tricky, Fred, but if you're there, you can't possibly be inside here. Therefore, by the process of elimination, this is a genuine monster.
Help!
No, there's nothing to be afraid of, Barney. He likes you.
It's a she. Her name's Doris the Finkasaurus from the zoo.
Oh, the Finkasaurus. No wonder she looked familiar. Okay, put me down. Now, come on, Doris.
Where do you think you're going?
To the zoo.
Huh?
Sure, I've got to take my date home, don't I?
Well, you'll have to admit they do make a lovely couple.
To you.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.